Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Oh, the sign argument's never going to end in this building. I actually started to enjoy it quite a bit.
Hasn't it been going on for like months?
Oh, forever. The guys, they spend money to sponsor the studio. In fact, I'll do this now for them, just for fun.
From the Lerner and Rose Studios, this is the Big Red Radio. 98KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.
So, you know, they sponsored. I told them we'll get a sign in the room for you if you sign up for next year. And he's like, done. Give me that neon sign. So I measured the wall. I had it all done. And then all of a sudden, we have integrity. I'm like, what? So they're trying to find the perfect sign, and no one can agree on what the perfect sign is. And it's become this big battle that I inadvertently kind of kicked the nuts off and then walked away from it.
We're gonna hire an interior designer.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be $25,000 to put up a $300 sign.
Remember when all the sports were arguing over this, like football and baseball?
But, that was one argument.
Stadiums and all that.
Somebody said that, too. And they're like, well, I mean, what if will our listeners like be? I'm like, you think they're going to be mad at a sign? I don't think anybody's going to.
The way the world is.
I don't think they're going to care.
Yeah, it doesn't.
If you do care, you're a weirdo. Right? Cupcakes.
What do we got there?
Somebody brought cupcakes. Anyway, we'll get those in a second. Is this from
I don't trust people?
Oh, it's movie people cupcakes.
Ready or Not. Ready or Not. That actually looks pretty good.
With not Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Toledo.
Man, looks just like
Toledo was sure it was Margot Robbie.
Well, close enough. Hey, squint enough. You can finish off thinking it's Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's still hot.
She's gorgeous. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com. Home of Tactical Black. And I told you about this earlier today. There's certain times when you start doing stuff that challenges you and you're having so much fun you don't realize that you've just puppy run yourself around the backyard and the next day is just a catastrophe of something you like. I am beat up today. I feel great about it, but I am beat up. It's something because, like, you go to the gym, you have to power through your hour. You go here and you don't want the time to end, and that is the truth. I just talked to a guy who said, I signed up, man. I went through that first class. This is new to me. It's all fun. You don't really do new stuff in your life. After a certain amount of time, you fall into these routines. Break the routine. This is a lot of fun. And it's also educational. You're going to learn something very special from people who have been doing it for a long time. Experts in their field teaching you how to defend yourself, get a little smarter. And what maybe you don't know is that your instincts are pretty great. And they teach you kind of how to trust those, all while putting you through the ringer and getting you in shape. Crawl, walk, run. Doesn't matter what shape you're in right now. They'll get you through that program at your speed, and it's amazing. It is amazing. Challenge yourself right now. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Larry King has filed for divorce from his wife, Sean Southwick.
I've done it again. I file
number
for divorce.
Eight.
Every couple of years, I file for divorce from Sean, and then we get back together.
Who would have thought, huh?
85, and it's time for me to move on. You know, I'm looking at I've got my eyes on a new young prize.
New young hot blonde.
I've got to get my wick dipped in something younger. Sean has hit the 70s, and let's just move forward. I want to get someone pregnant.
Katie Couric, is she available?
Katie Couric is way too old and looks like a mushroom person.
Already made a run at that.
Yeah, you tried.
Yeah, I tried once, but years ago I was rebuffed. I'm combing the colleges of Arizona this weekend. I'm going to try to get myself a Chinese math student. Maybe someone in orthodontia. That business won't ever die.
Hey, in a few years, Kirby's going to be available.
Hey. Brady, I would like to be a gentleman and ask you if I may have your daughter's hand in marriage.
Yes.
Mentally, I'm about to turn into an 11-year-old anyway, so let's just do this together.
Brady's in.
Kirby, hello. Your father traded 35 cows with my family.
That's how he texts, too.
Brady, hello. It's your son, Larry King.
It's your son. Oh,
anyway, please. Well, last night while mounting your young daughter, I thought to myself, I want another divorce. I'll be giving the cows back, along with your daughter, slightly used. Eric, I'm looking at you. I didn't realize you had such a young thing on your hands.
What is he going to do? I mean, he needs this. Sean needs to stay. He's tried to divorce her like 3 times. Like, this is not.
Yeah, but they were together for, 22 years?
I know, but through that time, that's it. I'm done. and he walks away, and then he goes back to Sean. And this is, I think,
because it was in the 60s, he married.
Oh, he's married.
His
everybody.
First marriage, and then he re-upped it with her. They got back together.
Yep.
Other than that, it's all,
seven.
Yeah.
Seven new ones, right? Or is his eighth marriage Six. Seven women? Something like that. Yeah. He's knocked out two, and he's almost done it with this one twice. But they're all very hard to live with, Brady. Women are difficult. As I get older, I need more blowjobs. As they get older, they take them away. What's your wife doing? She can't want to stay with you much longer. Let's get this done. I'll trade you.
Yes.
Sean King, former quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for your wife, Ronnie Bogan.
You're going to have to throw in a couple more prospects.
Two cows.
Two cows.
I learned that in Africa.
Throw in a rooster, you've got it.
A cock, two cows, and former quarterback Smoothie King, Sean King of the Buccaneers.
It's a weird trading post.
Done. Brady likes to barter. He's done.
I don't think you could sell people.
Sure you can.
That's out.
Ask Jeremy.
Okay.
He was part of it back in his younger days as a Civil War veteran.
He fought for it.
I did too. Jeremy's old. He's got an autographed copy of the Bible.
The new James Bond film has a title.
Their new clothes music.
No Time to Die.
Oh. I have that same thing. No Time to Die.
Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are doing a fourth Matrix movie.
Why?
Yeah, he died at the end.
Yeah.
What the hell?
He was Jesus at the end. It turned out he turned into Jesus.
Lana Wachowski is returning to write and direct.
I thought it was Lily. Is it Lana?
It's Lana.
Oh.
And remember, friends, when your friends cut their dick off and want to be called a girl name, you have to do it.
She and her sister Lily.
They both did it?
Did the original trilogy together.
Huh?
It was two dudes, right? And now they're
both
girls?
They both swapped?
I guess so.
I thought just one.
No. I thought so, too.
No, I think both of them did.
When two people do the same thing with their genitals in one family, it's the parents' fault.
Oh!
Got my buttons.
Larry and Andy.
Yeah, that's it. It's Larry.
Yeah, but now it's Lana and Lily.
They both swapped out.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's a free country.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it except for it's crazy. And the parents have to be like, what did we do?
Why is it crazy?
Because when...
To each their own, John.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's still crazy. To each their own, then school shootings.
Didn't bother you, does
then
it?
Then school shootings. Didn't bother you.
That's breaking the law.
I'm not saying anything about breaking the law. It's weird. I don't care that it's against the law. It's weird.
To change genders?
Mm-hmm.
There's people doing it all over the damn place.
Still weird. There's a lot of stuff. People pick their noses. I didn't say it didn't exist. I'm saying it's weird. I'm in the majority on that thought process as well. It's weird. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just weird.
I don't know. We saw some pictures of some guys that definitely should be girls.
Yeah, you can pick an argument and say there's some beautiful ones, and that's true also. Still weird.
Still.
You with me on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can switch genders. You're so for it, Eric.
Doesn't
Sometimes
mean I
people
do it.
Say things quiet. Why? Because it's weird, man.
No, it's not for me. Not for me.
It's not for me either. It's too weird. Switching genders is crazy. But go nuts.
I just don't like those tweeners that kind of start.
See, to each their own. It doesn't hurt you. It's not against the law.
That's weird.
All right. Well, I agree.
If you're going to do it.
I can't disagree with that.
Balls to the wall. Like,
that's right.
Cut your balls off. Throw them against the wall.
In or out.
Yeah, in or out.
Yep.
That's all I ask.
Yeah, go 100% or don't go.
Right.
Right. I'm fine, but I think it's all weird. You're not getting it out of me. If you're going to cut your nuts off, do it and let your friends know you've gone 100%. No one likes a 50-50.
Your beard is weird. Working.
What do you think, man at arms? He's talking to his penis. Are you done yet?
Yeah.
You have paper in front of you.
You didn't want to do that.
You're not done yet.
He edited.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
What are you hiding?
Nothing.
Why are you holding those?
Do the story.
Do them.
Read the story, Brady. Do the story.
All right, to celebrate the 21st anniversary of Rotten Tomatoes, they asked users to name the most memorable movie moments in the past 21 years. 25,000 people voted.
The Pulp Fiction needle scene.
That was 1993.
Damn it, I missed.
By a lot. By a lot, a lot.
So what, you said 20
five,
years?
Yeah. The top five.
21 years.
The Avengers Assemble in New York in the original Avengers was number five. Carl and Ellie in the opening of Up.
The abortion?
Number four.
Yeah, no, the miscarriage.
Or miscarriage, that's what it was.
I See Dead People from The Sixth Sense.
Well, that's right on the cusp of 21 years, man. That was like the first movie in this list.
Thanos' Snap.
It's all superhero
from the Avengers,
stuff, huh?
Infinity War. And then
yeah, you get stopped,
number one.
Not a
the
lot
appearance
of
Heath Ledger's Joker in The Dark Knight.
That was pretty good. Still, those are our top five memorable moments from two decades? Not very memorable.
My God, 99.
That's right. Wow. Sometimes when you feel old, it's best to just kill yourself, Eric.
Hey, you're the... You're the one talking about ailments in here. Like
talking about back surgery. People
war.
Can relate to back things. 88% of men over the age of 30 have a back problem. 90% of people have a disc that's been ruptured. It's whether or not it's hitting the nerves yet.
Oh. How many be kids? A man. Ignore it.
Yeah, that's right.
Ignore
be a smart man. Ignore it.
How many
hey, you know what? I'm going to take that advice
hurt.
With Eric. Be a man. Ignore him.
I like men at arms. It's my new job. It's 10:15. We're getting the hell out of here. All done. Larry McFeely's coming up next unless Kevin Rowe keeps standing in front of our door. He's never going to come out of his office then. Otherwise, it's just going to be no Larry for you, but be nice to Larry. Text Larry today and say a sign would look good behind you. It's 98 KUPD. You have a great day, and of course, until later, bye.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.